speak, there are crowds rallying outside Downing Street. We've just got these pictures in, which were taken nearby. Police are now wearing riot gear. Police dogs are patrolling. The mood has changed. We cannot confirm whether any arrests have been made. It has been the most extraordinary day. A day which has seen, I've never seen so many white people in one place. So many white people in one place. So many white people in one place. It's an extraordinary story.
Hello again there, everybody. So I thought I'd do a quick take on what's happened at the Brexit protest yesterday. Social media was ablaze by Jon Snow's quip reporting for Channel 4 News at the pro-Brexit protests in London yesterday. Snow couldn't help but let it slip. There were too many white people there demonstrating, or at least that he'd never seen so many white people in one place, is what he said. That's an obvious lie, because Jon Snow is a man in his 60s who's lived in York and various other quintessentially English towns and cities. And people are pointing out that the Leave protest from a week or two back was just as white, but the mass media didn't feel the need to point that out. So what's going on here? Why did Jon Snow say that? Or to get into the nitty-gritty of it, why was he thinking that? What was he thinking? Brexit and everything surrounding it is chaos because it's split Britain in half. The country is divided, but the two halves aren't deemed to be morally equal by liberal media types like Jon Snow. The Remain camp are what we can think of as good whites, and the Leave half are what we can think of as bad whites, from the perspective of the elites. But the whole purpose of the good whites is to not be white at all, but to belong to universal humanity. And the European Union is an institution which promotes that ideal and is supported by the money power, the political class and the media and so on. That's the reason they are good whites. The only good white is a white who rejects their own ethnic and racial interests and sides with liberal globalism. A pro-EU protest can be 100% white British, and the media won't mention it because the protesters have earned a shiny penny by absolving themselves of what the cultural Marxists call their whiteness. In theory, in a liberal society, these discussions will be null and void. In theory, both camps will be just individuals engaging in the political process. In practice, the entire debate has a deep layer of racialism. The good whites want to get a pat on the head by the elites for going along with their plans to further weaken and enslave themselves, but the Brexit camp aren't in most cases racially aware either. In fact, some of the most prominent spokesmen never stop telling us about their undying devotion to classic liberalism and individualism. But the problem from the perspective of the elites is any rejection of their project is a rejection of universalism and the global ideal, and that marks them out as being ethnically driven. And so this is why they're bad whites. It doesn't matter that they all proclaim to be civic nationalists, because the machinery of the Globo Homo project was specifically designed to curtail racial thinking in Europeans. Civic nationalism and classic liberalism are just camouflage people can use so they can get bigger audiences and invited onto more telly shows. It's a subconscious mask. The problem is the establishment and the sheepish good whites aren't convinced by it. So we enter this absurd discourse where the establishment try and play whack-a-mole with the populists, whose most prominent voices all claim to be free speech activists and individualists, bending over backwards not to get caught out. The establishment, meanwhile, scream themselves blue about the rise of the far right, but end up crying about free speech extremists. It's all becomes ridiculous. And so Jon Snow's on Channel 4, watching thousands of angry white men, or people, protesting against their democratic will being crushed, and is left gibbering, "I've never seen so many white people in one place." All of a sudden, the establishment is racially aware. Out goes the ideal of universal humanity. That too was just a mask being used, but by the other side. You can run around calling yourself an individualist all you like, but when you oppose the system will see white people rejecting their shackles, and they are closer to the truth than the civic nationalists. Jon Snow was setting off a flare. He was saying it's happening, because he too knows that to reject the system while being white is to reject the system because you are white. And these classic liberals and individuals then look in their shabby little toolbox of rhetorical tricks for a response to Jon Snow, and they decide to call him a racist because he brought race into it. But those are the tools of the system. It never works. It can't work. Nobody takes it seriously. You can't use the scorpion's own poison against the scorpion. It's immune to it. Then, of course, there's the symbolism of a person called Jon Snow wailing about there being so many white people out protesting. Something perhaps for I'll get into in a full video at some time. But the Game of Thrones White Walkers do very much resemble white racialism from the perspective of the liberal elites. Long walled off from polite society, but still there, behind the subconscious mask, the bad whites dwell. Thank you very much, folks. If you'd like to chip in below, it would really help us out. I could get more quick takes like this done if I wasn't packing boxes in a factory for 50 hours a week. Thanks for listening and all the best. Catch you later, folks.